On Triple J, in the studio, I have got Matt and Joby from Mariachi El Bronx and the Bronx. Hello.
Yes, yes.
How's it going, man?
Good. You guys are pulling double duty on this tour.
Yes, tomorrow is a very exciting day for us. We get to open for Soundgarden as the Bronx, which is an amazing feat in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But then shortly afterwards, we get to go across town and play a headlining Mariachi El Bronx set. So tomorrow's going to be an awesome day.
I saw you guys at a couple of the sound waves last year. There is a lot of energy in the Bronx shows. You guys wear yourselves out. How are you going to survive and then like sort of bring it to into mariachi world?
Drink lots of water.
Yeah, drink lots of water, have a couple beers. You know, they work either way. You know, mariachi is a great warm-up for Bronx when we play the two together and we do El Bronx first. And I think it'll kind of be the same thing. You know, I think it'll be a nice way to kind of end the evening playing some softer music and then going where the night takes us.
Just okay, so that may not be the end of the night.
It will not be the end of the night.
Bedtime rock.
Actually, speaking of, I want to talk about mariachi plenty, but I want to take you back to Soundwave. I went to the Sydney one and to the Adelaide one.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with my friend Fletcher from Pennywise. I didn't make it to the Perth Soundwave Festival, so all I can go on is what people said.
Well, yeah.
You guys are on stage. Can you tell me what happened with Fletcher, the large guitarist of Pennywise?
Yeah,
he was, as I look back on that day, I realized that there was a couple key elements to the day. One was probably somewhere around lunchtime. We see said Fletcher, and he has a Pringles can. He comes up to me, and he's like, here, drink this. And I was like, I'm not drinking Pringles chips. And he's like, no.
Because once you pop.
Yeah, no, I can't stop.
Yeah.
So I open it up, and it's filled with strawberries and mint and grapefruit juice and vodka. He was, there's something else he was telling me what's in it, and he's all, a.k.a. Sucker Punch. And so he made me drink this, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like,
he named it the AK Sucker Punch.
He named it the Sucker Punch, and that's how he gets drinks through security.
Yeah, because I think he's got a big can of Pringles.
Yeah.
I mean, Fletcher's a great friend of ours, so when we see him, it's usually it's on. The show is just going great. Fletcher's, you know, buzzing on the side of the stage,
just Sucker Punch,
just vibrating with a can of Pringles. And then towards the end of it, you know, Fletcher, which is really cool, you know, because I really enjoy when, you know, music takes you to that special place that you just have to destroy something. And he comes out with a couple bottles of beer, and it just starts smashing bottles into the front monitor in front of me. And we're just kind of like, whoa, you know, like, and then he just he starts taking the broken glass, and he's starting to bleed everywhere. And then at this point, he decides it's a good idea to start wrestling with the band and trashing everything.
Oh, no.
So then he's wrestling with me. We're rolling on the ground. There's blood everywhere. You know, at one point he goes over, I think rips Joby's side fill off. He's completely taken over the stage, covered in blood. And so I jump off the stage and I try to throw this picnic table into the crowd because cool. It's complete chaos at this point. So, you know, I try to go, and no joke, this is one of the funniest things in the world to me. I barely get a hold of the table, and there's 30 security guards surrounding me, right? And they're just, you're not going anywhere, you're not touching this table, you're not doing anything. And I was, you know, I hate to point out the obvious, but there's a bloody gorilla on the stage taking over, and they're too afraid to do anything.
Mate, but wouldn't it be because you're a foot shorter and a good 2 foot less broad than Fletcher?
There's video of it. You know, Fletcher just called me like 2 weeks ago, and he was just like, man, I was reading a review online about Pennywise, and I came across something from Soundwave, and he was like, it described me as a large marshmallowy figure disguised as Fletcher. And he's like, I got to go on a diet, man.
Can I also say that Triple J endorses none of the previous story? Pringles packets are for potato-based crisps only.
Absolutely.
On Triple J, here's Mariachi El Bronx and 48 Roses. On Triple J, Mariachi El Bronx from their second record, Mariachi El Bronx. That's 48 Roses, and Matt and Joby from the band and the Bronx are in the studio. Hey, 48 Roses, there's a song about a man with four lovers. Is it about Republican hopeful Newt Gingrich?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Or Tiger Woods. I was trying to work out where the...
Both.
Yes. Now, this is the mariachi incarnation of the Bronx, and of course you take mariachi very seriously, but I think I read an interview that Jorma, your drummer, says that it's mariachi, the word, is used kind of loosely with you guys.
I think if you were a purist, you know, you would probably find some differences. And
have you learned more, like, from, you know, this is the second album, maybe you learned more about the different types of mariachi music and stuff?
It's a constant evolution for me and myself. It's almost like when you first discover rock and roll at an early age, it's just like, you're like, whoa, and this and these records and these guitars.
Yeah. And are there cool record shops that you can go to? I guess in Los Angeles, there probably would be.
I think one of the best places to get all that stuff is a place in East LA. There's a record shop in there, and it's all the different categories like Banda, Norteño, Huasteca, and all that stuff. And it's just stuff that you would never ever hear.
I love how you use, like, was it Norteño, and there's Bolero, the love songs. And what's the
Narco Corrido.
What's the story behind
that? Is the main guy that did it was a guy named
Chilino Sanchez.
And the story behind that was, you know, in Mexico there's lots of cartels and drug dealers, and it's very honorable to have a song written about you. So these people would pay different artists to come up with a song about them, like how many people they've killed. It's basically
it's like drug dealers, like paying gangster musicians rap for before theme gangster songs.
Rap even existed. And so they would cruise around and bump songs about themselves.
How scared would you be if you got asked by a drug cartel to write a song about you?
Imagine
if you stuffed it up.
Well, I think he did, because the story kind of goes that he knew he was going to get murdered on stage that night, so he sold his guns and gave the money to his family because he knew he was going to get murdered.
Yeah. Wow. And that was the first narco.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if you YouTube the guy, he has the craziest voice I have ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's awesome.
I will do that. I will absolutely do that. Now, you guys do have a little bit of a link to real mariachi music. Your bass player, who's his dad?
Vincent Hidalgo. His dad is David Hidalgo, who is a lead guitar and lead vocalist for Los Lobos and a couple other different projects. Yeah.
If anyone doesn't know, the most obvious.
Yep, there it is.
But there's so much more. Like, I was actually just trolling some great tunes.
There's a whole lot more than that. That's one of those bands that I constantly am just, you know, trying to get people on, because it's just like you scratch the surface of that band and there's miles of good tunes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's amazing.
There was this one that I listened to. Luna.
Yeah.
It's like, is this the thing, like, when you're writing mariachi or bronx songs, the syncopation and the rhythms and all that kind of stuff that you guys have to get into?
Yes, absolutely. It's all polyrhythms, you know, where things are just working in different time signatures off of each other.
And what's it like, because you played on Jimmy Kimmel and you had your bass player's dad from Los Lobos playing accordion. What's it like hanging out with, you know, mariachi royalty?
Mr. H is the best, man. He's an amazing dude, and he's been a friend to us for a long time. And, like, I've known Vincent since he was probably about 13, and so I've been going over to the Hidalgo house for a long time.
Yeah. And that would have been, like, sort of when Los Lobos were sort of all over the radio and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's cool. That's a good childhood.
Yeah. Oh, we're actually, we get to play with them on Cinco de Mayo over at the Greek Theater in LA. So looking forward to that, too.
Cinco de Mayo means
5th of May.
December 7th.
Christmas time.
Mexican Independence Day.
Mariachi El Bronx are in the studio playing a bunch of shows. The next show is tomorrow night. At the Metro Theater with the Vasco Era, an awesome band from Apollo.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I've really been getting into them a lot lately, and our promoter suggested them, and I was like, man, these guys are incredible.
Should I just chuck on some Vasco Era right now? Is that all right, everyone? Does anyone mind?
Play that Childbearing Hips.
Oh, I'm going to play that song right now. Here it is on Triple J.
Awesome.
On Triple J, Childbearing Hips by the Vasco Era, also playing tomorrow night with the Bronx, Mariachi El Bronx, I should say, and Billboard, the venue, in next Monday. That's right, the Vasco Era, Mariachi El Bronx. Matt and Jovi are in the studio. Do people make that mistake? Do people turn up for a Bronx gig and go, wait, what's this? Why is this Mariachi El Bronx?
It never ceases to amaze us how many mistakes people make in not putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who are just like, oh, you know, it's such a secret. Now you guys are in both bands. And I was like, well, yeah, it's not really a secret.
How did you guess? How did you put two and two together? What about the people? I heard when you played in that museum.
That was awesome. Yeah, we played the Natural History Museum in L.A., and it was just one of those high-profile gigs, you know, kind of bougie. You know, there was, like, a DJ set up next to, like, the Woolly Mammoth, and you know what I mean? It's like, kind of like one of those things, but gigs like that kind of, they're rad because it's not the usual thing.
And were people getting down to Mariachi El Bronx in a museum atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Surrounded by buffalo and stuff.
They wouldn't allow us to bring anything out of our dressing room because they say if you spill like a drink and has sugar in it, it attracts bugs, and the bugs could kill like that.
Kill the animals. Yeah.
All these old like Spanish, like,
like the first steam engine and all that, you know what I mean? Like all this stuff out of.
Excellent stuff. Well, do you think that maybe the mariachi El Bronx is kind of in some ways eclipsing the Bronx? Is there some internal struggles like
that? For right now, I just think it's all what your focus is on. You know, right now, you know, we wrapped up El Bronx 2, you know, a while ago, and we've been touring around the world on it. And the great part about having the two bands is that being able to switch back and forth. And it's like once we get back from this tour,
with Refused when you get back from this tour. Yeah, you know, with Bloody Refused.
Yeah, we're jumping we're jumping into Bronx 4 and getting that record all wrapped up and that's going to be, you know, like we're so stoked for that. So it's like once that's done, you know, then that shift kind of happens too, where, you know, obviously we're always going to be two bands, but it's like, you know, the momentum starts going back towards Bronx. So it's like, it's really cool creatively to have kind of that shift. It's really amazing.
Mm-hmm. And when is the next Bronx 4 going to be out?
Summer.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent stuff. Well done. And say hello to Refused. Tell them to come to Australia.
Absolutely.
Have a great time in Australia. Enjoy. Hey,
thanks for having us back on, man.
All of the dates are up on the Triple J Gig Guide. Playing at the tomorrow night at the Metro Theatre with the Vasco Era, or with Soundgarden at the Sydney Entertainment Centre if you want to check out the Bronx in rock and roll form, and the Big Day Outs on the
Spoon
East
Man.
Coast. Yeah, you'll be playing Spoon Man. You're getting up there doing the spoons. Here and also next Monday at Billboards in Melbourne with the Vasco Era on Triple J.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.